Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we are continuing our Adopt a Farm series as we get behind the scenes on what happens on a lot of those farms that you pass. And one of them, I'm sure you pass if you're out on M55, is the farm owned by Matt Jakubik. How are you today, Matt?
Good, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show. Now, I know you guys have a long tradition of farming there, right?
Yeah, we've been... I'm third generation coming through right now, still working with my dad and grandfather on the operation.
Is that right? So it is still definitely a family affair. Now, what about the fourth generation? Is that around yet?
It's not around yet, but we're working on it.
You are? Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do out there. Tell us a little bit about what you raise and what you do on the Jakubik farm.
Currently, we have roughly 350 acres that we raise dry hay, haylage, corn silage, and shelled corn. For other dairy operations, horse people, just trying to help people that don't have the land to raise the crops that they need.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, what about for yourself, too? What you raise, do you use some of that right there on the farm?
Nope. Everything is sold right out. It's either going to an elevator or it's going to another operation for them to be used. And we don't have any animals currently on the farm.
Oh, okay. Now, what's going on at this time of year? I know we're early in the season in terms of the growing season. So what have you been doing over the course of the last couple of months or so to get ready for the growing season?
Well, we've been sitting down making calculations on fertilizers and feed that we might or seed that we need to be putting into the ground. As well as just doing regular maintenance to the equipment to make sure that it's ready to be rolling as the time comes in the field.
All right. Now, you mentioned third generation, and they all work the farm. About how many people work the farm at any one time?
At any one time, the most we have there is four or five.
Really?
Typically, we keep it just around three or four. But as we need more work for seasonal stuff, we bring in a few more people to help us out.
All right. Now, during the winter months, are you still doing stuff? Is that where you're kind of, you'd mentioned working on the mechanics and that kind of thing? Is that what you do during the dead of winter?
Well, we're doing that, Kevin, and we're also, attending different seminars to make sure we're staying up to date on technologies and the latest, greatest things out there.
Right.
And just going around and promoting agriculture, trying to sell our product and help inform people, around the state what it is that we're doing and how we can be helping them out.
All right. Now, once the season starts, is it a 7-day kind of thing for you? Is it every day you're out doing something?
We try, Kevin, to take off Sunday. We like to have that day of rest
right.
built in there. But if the weather's calling for it, then, we're out there going 7 days a week, most definitely.
All right. Now, Michigan Farm Bureau, you've been a member for a long time, right?
Yep, I've been going on about 7 years now.
All right. Now, also your family, also the generations before you, have you been generational with the Michigan Farm Bureau?
Most definitely. We're all actively involved within the Farm Bureau trying to make sure that we're promoting agriculture and using Michigan Farm Bureau as a good avenue for the connections that they have made and working with policy makers and all those types of things to make sure that we're good stewards of the land.
All right, now, so I was going to ask you about what Michigan Farm Bureau brings to your farm, and obviously you've explained that. Now, you're also the Young Farmer Chair. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Yep, young farmers are anybody between the age of 18 and 35 that are actively involved in agriculture. We work on different seminars and different activities to cater to the younger crowd. A lot of the seminars that we've held over the winter had to deal with succession meetings, mm-hmm. Helping plan for wills, estates, those types of things as the generation changes within the farm.
All right.
We work with different legislators and lawyers in regards to that. And we also try to plan some fun activities that we can get together. A lot of times it's hard for farmers to get together and meet and socialize and
right.
exchange ideas. And one of those that we have upcoming is the Young Farmer Golf Scramble, which is August 13th.
August 13th. All right. Now,
yep.
Is that open to anyone who wants to come on out, or is that open up to young farmers?
It's open up to any Michigan Young Farmer members.
Oh, all right. Very good. Are you since you're the chair, are you the person putting this together? If there's some young farmers out there who'd like to be a part of this?
There is the state Young Farmer Committee that puts it on, and then people work with the county chairs, which is the position that I hold, and we get teams registered and send them down. So, yeah, if anybody's interested within Iosco County, they can get a hold of me to register.
All right, very good. Well, we've learned a little bit more about, you know, life on the farm. That's what we've tried to do through this Adopt-A-Farm series, along with learning what Michigan Farm Bureau does for you also. And obviously, as a, you know, a member for a long, long time, and as we mentioned, generational, you work towards them, and they work towards you. It's a very good relationship you have.
Yes, most definitely.
All right, Matt Jakubik, farmer, a farm out there. And what's the name of your farm out there, Matt?
Jay Hill Acres.
That's the one, Jay Hill Acres. You can't miss it when you're out there on M55. Matt Jakubik, Matt, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we get the chance to talk to you again, maybe get caught up on what's been happening out there on the farm.
All right, thank you, Kevin.